What do you think the primary challenge facing women in post-conflict and transitional settings is?
Well, one of the things that I found most striking from my own work in post-conflict Peru and from the case studies that I've studied from elsewhere is that there's a lot of emphasis on rebuilding and reconciling, but there's very little attention for the continuous violence that a lot of women face in daily life. So in post-conflict settings, there's, because of various reasons, including trauma or alcoholism, broken up families, poverties, which often lead to high levels of domestic violence. But this is actually very little talked about. I mean, it is in a small circle of feminists and experts, but not on the higher policy levels. So while political violence stops and democracy supposedly restores, the idea of the post-conflict moment, very often women tend to continue to live with daily violence. And it seems that should force us to rethink what peace then means.
And are there any particularly striking innovations you have come across in your work to do with the participation of women in peace and security processes?
There's a lot of activity among women and women's groups around the world, and you see that in Peru as well, but as soon as there is an official peace process or democratization process or transitional moment, then these movements and organizations very often don't get a lot of space to participate. And there's increasingly this idea that the part of that problem is that peace agreements or the peace table is then cooked up by the same men who fought the war, and that no women who are silently doing much of that building up should be part of that process of negotiating peace. So at an international level, there's a lot of emphasis in getting women into these formal processes. And I agree that is very important, but it seems to have led to another box-ticking exercise whereby a woman is added to the peace table without necessarily much weight. Because one woman between recently fighting parties might not be able to really have some impact. So it seems to me that the international community could be much more radical in its ideas in regard to this kind of processes of peace negotiation and democratization. And I've never understood why the international community, for example, just not asks for and propose 50% of women at peace tables instead of any transitional governments, instead of one woman added to a table. So it seems to me that and I haven't seen that, I've never seen that in practice, but it seems to me that we could use a little bit more a radical starting point to push things a bit.
And what is one change the international community needs to make to better support women in post-conflict and transitional settings?
I think there needs to be much more emphasis on equal rights for men and women and for peacetime violence. So women's rights and their security at home and in the streets and in political settings and in so-called non-political settings, domestic settings, need to be part of any interventions and recommendations that the international community makes. It seems to me, again, a bit returning to my previous point, that too many international policymakers who are largely male still think that women's rights is an internal affair, a woman's issue, to be dealt with later. But why should political violence be an international concern and gender-based violence a private concern or other people's concern? So I feel that this battle for the distinction between public and private violence has been fought a long time ago by feminists, and we don't need to go into that fight again, but international policy hasn't picked it up, basically, and is a bit backward in how it deals with supporting women and taking women and women's rights seriously. So I think we should go back to a more radical agenda, which is not radical at all, but yes, within what we have now, which means that there needs to be really proper attention for equal rights for women, for specific women's rights, reproductive rights, the rights for with regard to safety and security and so on. So I think that the international community needs to be much more straightforward and much more radical in its proposition towards women in post-conflict and transitional settings.